We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dudes! Dudes.
Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes!
Dude.
War,
dude.
It is 100 yards with Adam and Matt. I'm Matt Murphy.
I'm Adam Cole.
Dude, we had some weeks off. We had our bye week off, and then we had some other things happen, but it's all good. We're back.
The presidential election.
So, I mean, it's understandable. So,
not going to take the time to talk about football when we've got lots of other pressing matters going on.
The craziest part about it, it's been 2 weeks pretty much.
Yeah.
And we still don't have the final results of the election yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been ultimately determined. I saw
but they're counting hand by, it's not till Wednesday. They have until Wednesday to recount by hand in Georgia.
Yeah, because Pennsylvania, Biden moved out in enough of a lead that they can no longer recount. But I think Georgia's the only state that they're recounting. But, like, it's just, does it really matter at this point? But let's get a, it doesn't change the election, but we can get away from that.
Yeah, so the last time we did the 100 Yards podcast, we had that game, the Steelers versus the Ravens. We made a little bet there.
We did.
Adam has to wear a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey because his Ravens lost to my Steelers.
Barely.
But see, from my perspective, that is not barely. Because Adam, you could tell him too, because this is the true story. I look back at what the Ravens did coming off a bye last week after we did the podcast last week. Freaked out. Totally freaked out. And I'm still freaking out now by saying, like, wow, we got out of there alive. Your team was, what, in the last 5 years, didn't lose a game?
Didn't lose a game in November. You guys are the first team that we've lost to in November in quite a while.
Yeah, and then we were the first team to beat you guys beat Lamar Jackson once he had a lead by 10 or more points. We came back. But the way y'all destroyed people and dismantled people last year after the bye. Now, somebody's probably going to quote me on this, but I want to make sure I'm right. But you first last year after the bye, you guys played the New England Patriots. I think you guys beat them 37-20. And then after y'all beat the brakes off of New England, y'all destroyed, I think it was the Rams.
No, it was Houston, and then it was Seattle, and then it was the Rams. We had a stretch of like four games right there.
And y'all scored like 40 points in each of those four games, with an exception to the New England Patriot game, but y'all scored 37 points in that game.
Yep.
So I'm like, whew, yeah, we barely beat them, but we really beat them in terms of how the Ravens play coming off a freaking bye, man. Y'all are ridiculous.
Hey, season's not over.
Yeah, I know. We got to play you guys on Thursday too. So
Thanksgiving.
We rattled. Like, somebody was like, if Kansas City is Lamar Jackson's kryptonite, what is the Pittsburgh Steelers? We're doomsday.
Because, I don't know about all that.
No, but no, seriously, I checked the stats out. Against the Steelers, he's had more turnovers than any other team he's played against. More turnovers and his worst two passer rating as a professional.
You also got to think that the Steelers are the one team that are taking all of the extra time to figure him out. Like, yes, last year, because of his performance last year, everyone was trying to figure out Lamar Jackson. Everyone was trying to figure out what he could do, what he was going to do, because Lamar had like three different options just as soon as the ball got hiked. He could take it himself. He could pass it. He could run it, you know, or hit it off. I mean, you know, like he had numerous different options. But the Steelers are the only team.
The only.
That are dedicated to beating the Ravens. You know, like not just, everyone wants to win the league, but like the Steelers' goal every season is to sweep the Ravens and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a bigger factor as to why.
Hand? Back of hand. That's how we are, the Ravens and Steelers.
Yeah.
We're built just alike.
Yeah.
We're built just alike. Matter of fact, I didn't know y'all ran a 3-4 defense. I'm like, what? Wait, what? What? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay, great. But yeah, we have defended against Lamar Jackson better than any other team in the NFL, and everybody, because I was getting a little upset.
Because you run practice schemes.
Yeah, and we have Joshua Dobbs.
Lamar.
We have Joshua Dobbs. So, and I was like,
specifically for Lamar.
I'm sitting back when people are like, well, Kansas City is his kryptonite. No. Okay, they'll be the kryptonite. We'll be doomsday because he's played two games against the Steelers.
He needs to get out of his own head.
Yeah,
you can watch.
Well, we confuse him. He had three interceptions the first time we played him, and two fumbles. The second time, the most recent time we played you guys, he had two interceptions.
Well, not even
and
confusion.
Two fumbles.
I mean, Lamar was in. Who was the article with? I think it was with ESPN. Might have been with someone else, but he was basically saying that he can tell on the line that defenses know what they're going to run.
Yeah, like, he said they were calling out their plays.
Yeah, that it's and I could see that it could be less of him and a bit more of
the offensive coordinator. Yeah,
because there were a couple instances, you know, where they ran a play early on in the game and they got a big gain of like 13 yards. So then later on in the game, they might try it on a fourth down or something, and the players immediately see it, the defensive players, and they're like, I know exactly what they're going to do right here. And then they stuff them for a loss of three, or, you know, and then they don't get the first down, and then, you know, it ends up playing into a lot more than just a fourth down. And all,
his play calling against the Steelers, your offensive coordinator, I was kind of questioning myself. I was okay with it because we pulled it out.
I don't think it's like, why did y'all stop deep enough?
Yeah, why did y'all stop running the ball? It's like, hello, we couldn't stop y'all because we lost our number one defense. Well, not our number one, but our nose tackle. We lost him in the beginning of the game. And after he went out, y'all was just like running the ball right down our throat. Bam, bam, bam. And then in the second half, you guys come out throwing the ball. And I'm like, what the hell? Okay, I'll take it, but why?
Because he gets a little ahead of himself, as you've seen this season, and tries to pull some, like, special teams is our forte, you know, like we can excel on special teams. I mean, Justin Tucker, Harbaugh was a special teams coach. Like that's where we can actually do some serious damage if we get the opportunity to, but. I mean, offense has always been where we've been struggling. And I think, one, his playbook is not deep enough. And two, he gets a little too big of a head during games in certain situations.
Yeah, he does.
And thinks that his weapons are still the weapons that they were last year, where no one knew what was coming out of them. And now everyone knows.
They got some game tape
now,
on you.
Yeah.
But you do have one weapon, by the way. Antonio Brown's cousin. I have to say this, though. I went back and watched the game five different times, and I am Lamar Jackson's biggest critic, one of his biggest critics, because we had a guy back in the day when I was younger, Cordell Stewart, was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson was Lamar Jackson, was Michael Vick before Michael Vick was Michael Vick. Now, he was a second coming of Randall, some dude that used to play
Randall
for
Randall Cunningham?
Yeah. He came after him, but... I went back and watched the game on the first play where we picked the interception off. Our guy, our linebacker, number 41, picked off and ran it back. Lamar Jackson looked that dude off. He looked that way and then came back. It was just a good play by our linebacker. But that is where Lamar Jackson improved, because before he would just stare down the receiver he was going to throw to, or he would only look at this half of the field. Dude took the ball. I saw him go through his progressions. He went through the guy here froze the linebacker there for a second, then went over here, looked at the guy over here. Go back and look at it. He looked at the guy this way and then came back and boom, threw the ball, but he didn't see the linebacker, I guess because of the offensive tackles or whatever, but the linebacker was hiding. Like, you're the
of
person.
Course, who's gonna, he's playing spy.
Yeah. So he threw the ball to you, but he couldn't see the linebacker over there because, in this case, he was behind a computer panel.
They've essentially figured out how to play spy on, I won't just say Lamar Jackson, but on quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson. And I think that's also why Justin Herbert's been having such a tough time.
Yeah.
Because
recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if he was, say, a year earlier, I think he would be functioning similar, not nearly as quick.
Yeah.
But functioning similar to Lamar. More yep. so in a Patrick Mahomes sort of sense. Because yep. Patrick Mahomes is fast, but he's not nearly as fast as Lamar.
No, but, not even close.
Right.
Yeah.
But he can still get out of the pocket. He can still make some serious gains.
Yeah.
And I think Herbert can do that, has the potential to do that. But, yeah, I think at this point people have figured out how to contain an active quarterback like that. Because the NFL is trying to move away from pocket passers.
Yeah.
They're trying to move towards more active.
Here's the thing, though. Once you play Lamar Jackson and then you play someone not as fast, you're like, ha, 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 you thought you were Lamar Jackson. Yeah, we got you. Yeah, we could run you.
Right. Like when he set the new standard, that set the new standard in practice and everything. Yep. And now everyone's practicing to prepare.
So when
for
you're
that.
Less than, so when you're less, than, it's like kind of like going to Roost
Well, not
Chris.
Even just when you're less, but just being him, like they're practicing for him.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're anything like that, it's like there's no one else as fast and as big as him that can take hits like that. Like Kyler Murray, yeah, he's fast. Man, you could blow Kyler Murray up. You can hit Lamar Jackson and he can take a hit and get back up.
You saw a couple of hits that he took.
Yeah, I saw a lot of hits that he took against the Steelers.
There were a couple that he took like down at the goal line.
Yeah, the Colts was hitting him hard and he still popped right back up.
Yeah.
But Kyler Murray can't take hits like that. Mm-mm. What's the Justin Herbert? Mm-mm. He got blown up. Last week.
I'm not saying that we're not playing comparisons here. I'm just saying that I think that's been part of his downfall so far in his career is some people have already mapped out that type of quarterback and he is struggling to adapt his game because he's just getting into the NFL. He doesn't have a game yet.
And it sucks that they've been losing games. Talking about the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
They lost like, what, 4 or 5 games by like 1 and 2 points? Come on!
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get the L eventually.
It's been more than 4 or 5.
I'm like, they was like, well, maybe he's coaching a hot. No, please don't fire the coach because they're almost there. They're like right there.
It's.
And they had the lead. Not only that, they've had the lead by 10 points or more.
I mean, I don't know enough to, make a fair judgment, but I mean, I want to say it's just Justin Herbert getting used to the speed of the game and being able to keep it up. And,
I'm looking at their schedule, man.
They just need to close out games. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. They're right there.
Dude, every freaking game. Look at the Bengals. They won that game 16-13. They lost to the Chiefs 23-20. They lost to the Panthers 21-16.
I think
they
lost just buckles to the right now. Yeah, and
it's
in
crazy
situations.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, let's keep going. The Buccaneers, they lost 38-31. They lost to the Saints 30-27. They won 39-29 against the Jaguars. They lost against the Broncos 31-30.
Wait for them next year, man.
Yeah,
wait for them next year.
Wow. And then they just lost last week to the Raiders 31-26.
Wait for them next year in their new stadium when they can actually have fans back in the stands.
Wow.
Wait for them, man.
They're scary. That division is kind of loaded, man, if you think about it now. It is. Because you have the Raiders that aren't that bad. The Raiders are 5-3. We're talking about our division. I mean, our division is better than theirs, though. I'm just saying. You got the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns are all like 6 wins or more.
I'm still.
You said the jury's still out on the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, both our teams did destroy them by 30 points?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the Chargers are looking pretty good. We don't have to play them, I hope.
The Steelers. I think the run game has gotten the Browns through a lot.
Yeah.
If they did not have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Did Chubb come back yet?
He will be back.
Okay.
This week. I mean.
So the second time we play them, we're going to have to deal with that. And I don't know when you guys play them. Y'all played them in Baltimore, right? So they get both of our teams in their own backyard.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. That's going to be good. You think your team can pull it out?
Yeah.
I wonder who plays who first. I hope you guys play them first.
We don't play them till the end of the season.
That's when we get them again, I think.
I think they're like our last game. No, they're not our last game.
They're our last game.
Our last game.
Y'all play them on the 14th of December.
Yep.
So we get to see what you guys do to them first again. Because I think we took your blueprint and we did exactly what the Ravens did to the Cleveland Browns. And it was pretty much the exact same score. So what do you think? So we're talking about the whole situation, both of our teams. I'm a Steelers fan, by the way, if you just joined the podcast or started listening to us.
Yeah, we've been saying a lot of he and him. And yeah. Not really addressing what we're talking about.
The Steelers.
We're talking about the Ravens and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Ravens had a player, a Humphreys, Mr. I Will Force Turnovers. You guys are great at that, by the way. I'm going to stay focused. You guys are great at forcing. Man, Peters.
How many games in a row?
Gosh. He pulled that ball out. Boom. Did you see? I almost pulled my headphones out, but did you see what's his name? Marcus Peters?
Yeah.
He literally, one guy was tackling him and he pulled the ball out. So it's just, that's impressive, man. Y'all have to practice that. But anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Humphreys got sick. He had an illness in the week leading up to the Steelers game for two days in a row. And then I'm like, wow, I think that dude has COVID. And we talked about it actually. And they was like, well, no, it's not COVID. And then he plays, and guess what? Right after the game, it's COVID. So here
but
I am.
He tested negative up until it, and then the only one that came back positive was the game day one, which they didn't get back until after
the game.
Right.
So here I am. Wow, I can't believe y'all let that guy play. I said, Adam, you got our team sick. I was like, I didn't think anything happened. So we go, and here comes Vance McDonald, our tight end. Illness during the week. Two days. He missed two practices due to an illness. I don't get it, man. They let him play against Dallas. Guess what happens? The results come back just like your team. He has COVID.
It's this incubation period, man. Because I truly don't think that Marlon gave it to any Steelers players.
There's too many people out there with it. He just got it on his own from someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say that the whole reason that you saw them pull their whole linebacking core and put them on the reserve list was because they were like, hey, could be any one of these guys.
Yep.
I saw a funny comment, though. They were like, they're going to have to give a COVID test for every single player on the Steelers team because you can't get 6 feet away from Marlon Humphreys. Like, no matter what, he's going to be at least as close to 6 feet.
He's good. He's good. But, yeah, man, so they're going to do that. I think any time a player should – if there's an illness with the way things are now.
I think they're doing that now.
Yeah,
like,
sit down. And if I'm a player on the team, get the hell away from me. Stay away from me. Bruh.
Well, not just that, but you're having to wear masks on the sidelines now. They're expanding the bench area, which I don't know why they took that long to do that.
Yeah, and I've noticed last week – I think they implemented that last week. I noticed that they have – the players on the sideline with the mask.
Yeah. Players have to wear masks now, and they made the bench area pretty much the whole length of the field.
Really?
I mean, almost.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's like 20 to 20.
Because I noticed that some of the players, you know how you have players show up at a game that are inactive, and they're just on the sideline.
Yeah.
They didn't have masks on, but last week, all them dudes had masks
on.
Right,
right. Yeah, they all have to now. If you're on the sideline, you have to have a mask.
So, and then I was hearing a little bit about college football. A couple of college football teams apparently was out for some Halloween parties and stuff and just got sick. It was just an outbreak on certain teams and stuff. Crazy.
COVID wave, man.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. We said it earlier and don't want to say I told you so, but I mean, did say when it gets colder.
Because I was like, why is it coming when it's colder? Because people are inside more.
Not even just that, man. Like we talked about, not the heat kills the virus.
It hurts it a little bit.
It stops the amount of time that it can stay living on surfaces. Yeah. The colder the temperature, the longer it can stay living on a surface.
Listen, facts are facts. heat kills the coronavirus. Heat can kill at higher temperatures, like 100 and something. I forget what it was. I think it was like 125 or whatever, like 20 minutes in 125 degree temperature. Don't quote me on this. It was an article I read, but high heat kills the coronavirus. But pretty much if something's hot enough, it's going to kill anything, though. Incinerate it. So,
yeah.
But yeah. So does Lysol. Lysol kills the coronavirus. Those are facts. Those are facts. Lysol does kill the coronavirus. I have a can of Lysol in my hand right now. But yeah, so dude, let's move on from coronavirus to the halfway point. We're at the halfway point of the season.
Week 10, man. It's crazy.
And I'm looking at the conferences. Let's go to standings. Wow. Buffalo Bills. How about that? 7-2. And who would have thought Miami? The Dolphins are playing. I thought they were going to. Yeah, I thought
Tua,
they were going to sink.
That's why.
He looked pretty good last week.
That's why. He's played, what, three games now?
Two? He started two. He played in three, but
that's right.
That's when Fitzpatrick was like upset. And I'm like, what are you doing? But he looked really good last week.
No.
He looked really good last week.
He was just waiting. He was just studying.
Yeah. And the point differential for Miami, according to the point differential. Now, granted, most of that point differential that was gained was done with Fitzpatrick at quarterback, but it's 61, and the Bills only have 9. So the Dolphins have outscored their opponents by 61 points, and the Bills have only done it by 9.
Right. I mean,
so that if you go by most of the time when you look at the end of the season and the top teams, if you go by point differential, that shows you who are truly like the top teams in the conference.
We got some scary young teams, man.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Scary, scary young teams.
Top point differential team in the AFC.
Are you asking me to guess?
Yeah, give me the top three, and if you had to give top three.
In the AFC, Kansas City.
1.
Baltimore.
2. Wow.
Huh. This one's going to be a stumper, the third one.
Kansas City has outscored their opponents by 103 points, Baltimore by 85.
I don't know, man. You got me on the last one.
Steelers, 74.
Really?
Yep.
I thought you guys had a few more close calls. I was trying to think a little bit deeper into the AFC.
Yeah, we had close calls, but we've won every game. So each time we win, it's like 5 points there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the top three teams, Kansas City. But look, right there, who's next? Indianapolis Colts are next with 65. And then you have the Miami Dolphins with 61. And everybody's talking about the Bills, right? Yes, the Bills are 7-2. They've only outscored their opponents by 9 points. So keep in mind, if the Bills lose next week to whoever it is that they play, if they play next week, by 10 points, they'll be 7-3, but their opponents will have outscored them for the whole year so far.
2020, man. 2020.
Look at the
NFC least, man. NFC least. It says
Oh, my gosh. Where is it at? Oh, look. There is no team in the NFC least that has outscored their opponents.
I know.
The Philadelphia Eagles, they're 3-4-1. By the way, we both agree that they should probably, if they didn't play our two teams, they'd have a lot
better record.
But they're not that bad. I mean, they're minus 19. That's not that bad. The Washington football team is minus 35. The New York Giants, minus 51. And the Dallas Cowboys, minus 86. By the way, they play my team tight, and I predicted
Dallas Cowboys
that the Steelers would lose. I told you.
Absolutely terrible.
They almost beat my team, man. I was like, they laid down. Steelers are like, yeah, we can just show up and win this game. Wrong. Look at Green Bay. You would think, okay, we didn't ask you this. Let's stay on the, by the way, Dallas is bad. What do you think the top three teams are in the NFC? And by the looks of this, I ain't going to spoil it yet, but. Top point differential teams.
Huh. I know on the opposite end, Atlanta's down there at the bottom. New Orleans.
The Saints?
Yeah.
Nope. They're up there, though. They're like third. No, they're fourth.
Oh, it's close. Let's see.
Wow, I can't believe that team is number one.
Tampa Bay? No. Is Green Bay number one?
Green Bay's number two at 49.
So if Green Bay's number two, New Orleans is number four.
You mentioned one other team that was in the top four.
Tampa's got to be up there.
Tampa's third at 47.
So who in the world is
number
Seattle?
One? Nope.
No, wait, because they've made comebacks. I don't know.
It is the freaking Arizona Cardinals at 54 plus 54 points. Mm. And how about that? If any of these teams, this shows you how dominant the AFC is this year. None of them teams will crack the top five in the AFC. None of them. Because the top team in the AFC is 100. The next one is the Ravens with 85. Then you have the Steelers with 74. Then you have Indianapolis with 65. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm sorry that we don't have Paul
here. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying the AFC look like the more dominant division, the conference. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying if we're going by point differential. And you said Seattle, right?
Yes.
Seattle's only outscored their opponents by 31 points. And then
I thought about it. They've got all those fourth quarter comebacks.
And to prove my point, because you said last week, you mentioned Atlanta should be way down there. You said that Atlanta was playing a lot better. Oh, I think it was you, right? Didn't you tell me Atlanta was playing a lot better since the last 2 weeks or so?
Last couple weeks.
Yeah. They've only been outscored by 8 points, minus eight. As bad as some of their games.
Who did they play last week? They blew them out the water.
Let's see. Who did the Falcons play last week?
I think it was last week or the week before. They blew them out the water.
Well, the last couple of wins, they've been close. Like, all their games have been close. It's 34 to 27 against the Broncos. 25 to 17 the week before. They lost to the Lions 23 to 22. And then they beat the Vikings 40 to 23. But all of their games have been close.
I was thinking about the Vikings.
Yeah,
game.
People have been scoring a lot of points on them. They score a lot of points and other people score a lot of points on them. But
so what that's saying is their defense is terrible.
Trash.
And their offense isn't that bad.
No, kind of like Seattle.
Yeah.
Offense is really good, but that defense is trash.
And Green Bay.
Yeah. I was shocked that Green Bay didn't outscore the opponents by more.
Their defense isn't that great, man. Their defense isn't what it used to be.
So is New Orleans that good is the question. I mean,
Drew Brees is that good.
Tampa Bay destroyed.
Alvin Kamara is that good.
Yeah. Because I'm like, Tampa Bay destroyed Green Bay. And then New Orleans just dismantled Tampa Bay. I mean, that was not. They could have scored more points. This just in, New Orleans scored again on Tampa Bay.
That was.
Wow.
That was Tom Brady trying to incorporate Antonio Brown.
Who?
Way too much.
Who?
That was Tom Brady from the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Trying to incorporate Antonio Brown way too much.
I keep hearing you say Tom Brady try to incorporate, and then everything goes blank for some reason.
I see what we're doing here.
Oh, yeah. So what you're trying to tell me.
He was trying to force the ball.
Wow. You know, Ben Roethlisberger interceptions are down a whole bunch this year. He only has four interceptions this year, and three of them came against the Titans. Huh. Hmm. A lot of his interceptions, I checked the stats, came when he was playing with the Steelers, came from forcing the ball to Antonio Brown. How about that? Just saying. Not saying anything else.
I mean, I was just pulling out a stat. You took it there.
Yeah, I'm sore. Yeah, I'm sore. I ain't going to lie. I'm sore. I'm just glad he didn't go to the Ravens. But anyways, yeah, man. So you want to go, if you had to choose a Super Bowl winner this week, do you still think Kansas City's that good?
Yeah.
No. Dude, they almost lost to the Panthers last week. They almost lost to the Chargers, and they did lose to the Ravens. I mean, the Raiders. Yeah.
I think playoff football is entirely different.
Okay.
And I also think we haven't seen the whole playbook, and I think that they kind of took those couple games for granted and kind of let off the gas a little bit and then had to be. I mean, because if you look at it, they came back in the second half both of those games. So I think it was they laid off the gas and then they realized, oh, we need to pick this up.
You know what? I'll give you that. But here's the thing about Kansas City. And now I'm starting to feel about Kansas City the way I did about Lamar Jackson, but I have more respect for Lamar now. A lot of folks are saying the Ravens and the Steelers didn't play anyone. The Kansas City Chiefs, who the hell have they played? I mean, if you look at it, the Steelers and the Ravens have played more teams, if the playoffs started today, more playoff caliber teams than the Kansas City Chiefs have.
Yeah.
We've played the
That's
Eagles.
That's why when you look at the power rankings,
yeah, we played the Titans.
Steelers and the Ravens yeah. come above
yes.
the Chiefs.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. And we played each other. Just saying. Our defense is better than Kansas City's. Your team's defense is better than Kansas City's. If I had to choose, if the Ravens play the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm putting my money on the Ravens. I don't give a damn where they're playing. True story. If the Kansas City Chiefs have to play the Steelers, I'm putting my money on the Steelers.
I'm not there quite yet.
I don't give a damn where they're playing. True
I'm
story.
Not there quite
the only
yet.
Way the Kansas City Chiefs go to the Super Bowl this year if they don't have to play the Steelers or the Ravens.
Well, that's impossible.
That's all I'm saying.
That's impossible unless we
so guess
play
what?
Each other.
So guess what? They ain't going to the Super Bowl this year. That's my prediction. It's either going to be the Ravens or the Steelers. There you have it. Ain't nobody else. So I said it. It's recorded. You have documentation of me saying this. It's either the Steelers or the Ravens from the AFC in the Super Bowl this year.
Send this to Mike Tomlin.
It won't be the Kansas City Chiefs. They're too soft in defense. They don't have a defense. Not like ours. And when I say ours, I mean the Steelers and the Ravens defense.
I'm going to send this to Mike Tomlin so when you guys don't make the Super Bowl,
he can blame it on me.
Yeah, he can call you up and be like, Matt Murphy.
You mean Omar Epps? Mike Tomlin looks like him. So, no, man, I'm sorry I had to go there. But
he's a Hampton native, man.
Probably, yeah, I heard about that.
It wouldn't be that hard to find someone that knows how to get in touch with him.
Alex Highsmith. The linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, rookie linebacker, I've said this before, he went to the same high school my son goes to in Wilmington, North Carolina, Ashley High School. So, yeah, I talked to his dad from time to time on Facebook during the games because his dad's been going to all the games and stuff. But so in review, when it comes to the playoffs, I say it's either going to be the Steelers or the Ravens. It ain't going to be the Chiefs this year. Everybody's like, oh, the Chiefs are going back to the play. Okay.
So who are they playing then?
Who?
On the other end, who's the NFC contender?
It's going to be either Tampa Bay or New Orleans. Didn't you pick? Who did you pick?
I picked Tampa Bay.
I picked New Orleans.
I picked them to play each other in the NFC Championship, but I picked Tampa Bay.
So it's going to either be Tampa Bay or New Orleans. Then again, I don't know. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, or Green Bay. I'm still up in the air because it depends on where Tampa Bay is going to have to. I mean, New Orleans is going to have to play. If they have to go to Green Bay, in that cold. I don't know, because Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. So, yeah, but overall, I think the Super Bowl trophy will come from a AFC team this year, unless some wild card team gets crazy. You have some COVID situation where one of the starting quarterbacks don't start and one of the top teams lose. I think the Super Bowl
trophy.
We'll
see, man. Yeah. Playoffs are a different kind of football.
Absolutely. So where can you find our podcast? Where can I go to find this podcast?
TheFanRichmond.com.
Hey!
Or Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Yeah.
And where can they find you on Instagram?
Oh, they don't need to find me on Instagram.
I want them to see you put on that Steeler jersey.
yeah, I know. They don't need to find me.
Oh, man.
Bring as little attention to that as possible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!